Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
Are we good?
Are we good?
Are we good?
Do you need to take your picture, Rhett?
I took it, but my thing, my signal's slow, and I'm trying to delete this because
it was no good.
Well, no, it's the wrong text.
Yes. Got it.
Take a picture with my camera, and then I upload it to Instagram.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 198. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
Hello, Alia here.
Hello.
Oh, this is Rhett.
There we go.
Yeah,
that was good, except for the first part.
I had to get the first part out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Rhett.
Hello.
Here.
Hello, Rhett.
Well,
here.
Well, she said it sounded so nice.
You know, yeah. But you're no Alia, so.
No, I'm not. I'm no Rhett either.
What's up, guys? What?
As it turns out,
what has happened in the last 24 hours?
We booked a flight to Ireland.
I saw that.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
and Reykjavik, Iceland.
Yep. We're flying into Ireland, out of Reykjavik. Yeah. Don't know what we're doing in the middle.
There's a fucking lagoon that you guys need to go to in Iceland.
Is there?
It's like got blue ice everywhere, and like you go in and it's hot spring. It's fucking.
That means we'll have to take the whole time, I think.
What? We'll figure that out.
There's a lot of things to do in Iceland, dude.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Bjork and water nymphs.
I would love to do Bjork in Iceland.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that would be great.
She's still a looker at her age, man.
Neo-paganism will keep you young.
Keep you young. By stark contrast, the family, we booked a stay at the Great Wolf Lodge. Where's next that? Month.
What's
it's a fucking hotel that has a water park inside of it.
Oh, that's tight.
It is pretty tight, but
especially if they give you like happy hour drinks.
There is definitely a bar that's close.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be pretty lit up.
Where the hell is that?
It's like not Anaheim. Yeah, it's like close to Anaheim. It's like it's close to Disneyland.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah.
My parents used to drive me up there and get like a hotel, and then we'd go to like Wild Rivers or Raging Waters.
Raging Waters in San Dimas.
Yeah. It's tight.
Hell tight.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
That school's fake.
Is it?
Hella fake.
Hella fake, bro.
That's not a real school.
What do you mean?
Those guys aren't even real time travelers.
Searching for a high school that you know doesn't exist.
The Circle K is real.
Well, that's real. Yeah. But like, it might not be around anymore because it's a Circle K. All
right, well. Have you guys watched anything?
I watched one movie that really stood out, and it's called She Comes at Night, or At Night She Comes, something like that.
Mm.
That's
my favorite subreddit.
So I'm really conflicted. Like, I feel like how you must feel when a movie came out in the 90s and is really fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the antagonist in this movie is naked the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of other naked people in the movie, and it's full mm-hmm. of blood and gore.
But you didn't have any fun.
It's fucking terrible. It's an awful movie in wow. every respect. So I'm very conflicted.
You're growing up, man.
That sucks.
It's not enough for you. It's
tits,
not just
blood and gore. Tits, blood and gore is not enough. Does not a good movie make.
That's true.
Yeah. And then I got to play the Resident Evil 2 one-shot demo.
How was that? Uh-oh.
I'm mixed.
Refund.
I'm mixed.
Refund.
I wasn't going to play it at all. And then Alia eloquently put it, sometimes when you give yourself just the tip, you come even harder. So I was like, all right, I want to come really hard.
Somehow, I think somehow that saying is, it's less effective when you say it.
Probably.
We were talking about the tease.
Yeah, the tease. I mean, like,
yeah.
How the foreplay makes it better.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to play the demo. They only give you a half an hour, like, period.
To get as far as you can.
Yeah, you can beat, like, the thing that they have allotted for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I did it going slowly, I did it in, like, 25 minutes. The second time I ran through and I tried to explore every single corner and did it in like 21 minutes.
Wow.
It's very unfulfilling though, because like they set up so many little puzzles, you know, like Resident Evil puzzles where it's item is here.
Where you pick up a sword and you're like, what am I going to do with this sword? You have
to run across the whole map and put it in a knight's hands.
Mm-hmm.
What's so a demo?
Well, yeah, so they set up like five or six different puzzles, but you don't get
they
to
did
follow
the,
through.
They did the same thing with Seven, where the demo was only up to like... where you get knocked out and they're like, you come home, boy.
All right.
So it's par for the course.
The blood and the gore.
Sauce for the goose.
Yeah. And the zombies look incredible. Leon and the other people like fall in that uncanny valley where like, you know, they're kind of creepy.
How are the controls? How do they?
Smooth as fuck.
Nice.
Smooth as fuck. It doesn't load every time you go through a door. He just busts doors open now, which is fucking great. Like the reaction when you actually shoot somebody, like the body damage they take and like you blow little pieces of their face off and stuff like that. It looks so fucking
nice.
Good. I'm very excited.
So just, okay. You've got the game coming. So just play it.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
And like Ollie is out of town and I was going to work and,
you're just going to be playing Resident Evil.
Not going to work because I need to be there for the dog.
Yeah.
And for Resident Evil. I'm going to try and beat the entire game in the weekend.
We should also get some rounds in on Dead by Daylight. Done. Yeah. So Matt and I are both on, well, now I'm on PS4.
Yeah.
Matt is, what's your name on there?
Zombie Overlords.
Zombie Overlords. And I am Jorge WGT, spelled how it sounds.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing some Dead by Daylight. We'll be doing some other Twitch stuff, I think, coming up soon.
Fuck yeah.
There's a lot of multiplayer stuff that we can get down on. We can get down on some Doom.
Doom is amazing. Oh, I forgot I've been playing Doom. That's fucking so much fun. I barely played the other one, but this one is like, you get to just run all over the place and just jump off of things and kill people. And they have glory kills where like you rip off fool's arms and beat him to death with it. And like, I know that's an old game, but it's new to me.
Well, it's not that old. It's like,
it's a couple of years.
It's a year and a half old, I think, maybe two.
Super.
It's good, man. No, I played it on the Xbox One, but my Xbox is so shitty now that like it can't handle the game. So I had to give up. So yeah, we'll be posting more stuff, video game related. I've been playing incidentally, like not related at all, but I've been playing Spider-Man on the PS4.
Spider-Man.
God damn, that's a Peterman. Good. That's a good game, man.
Game of the year, right?
Shit, dude. The web swinging is incredible. The combat is badass. It's like Batman, but
like
better.
The Arkham games.
It's better though because like you can do a lot more like clinging onto the walls. And,
well, he
like,
lends himself better to a video game if they do it right. Sure,
it's fantastic. Yeah. And the characters that they've given you so far, like they've just been kind of like they just gave me Shocker, and I'm like, 3 hours
they
in,
just
gave me the Shocker and it felt pretty good, but I was a little bit like, it was a little bit like hesitant at first,
the
but,
Shocker.
But then like, you know, I accepted it and was good.
I don't understand. So you're saying they gave you Shocker 3 hours in?
Yeah.
And you're saying that was like too long?
No, it's fine. No, it's good because like they give you like little tidbits of lore as you go. Like you fight Kingpin like right at the beginning.
I see.
And then you're just doing side missions for like another like 2.5 hours, and then they give you Shocker, and then you know I've just passed that, so it's
plenty of game.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And the side missions don't feel shitty. Like there's like you got to find like backpacks and tower nodes and whatnot, and none of it feels like, oh man, I gotta do a lot of work because the swinging is so fun.
You're getting used to all the mechanics and all that stuff.
It's good. I'll show it to you when we're done.
Okay.
So you can check it out.
Cool.
Are there any other video game news?
Nope.
We spoke about a Nintendo Switch game. Jonathan Barkin reminded me maybe a few episodes ago, a Nintendo Switch game dealing with cults. Do you remember this at all?
Oh, I talked about it. It was on Steam. It's Shrouded Isle or something like that.
Yeah, Shrouded Isle. That's it. So Jonathan Barkin gave me a code for the game. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to talk about it until after this episode.
I've already talked about that game at length.
The Switch release. We can't talk about the Switch release, but I will be reporting on that when I'm able to. So. Should be interesting.
That's cool. That was the one where you're like, you're managing a cult. That sounds fucking boring.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it could be. We'll see.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out. Alia, anything?
Don't look at me.
Okay, I won't. Don't look at me.
What'd you watch, dude?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Good.
I haven't watched anything of note yet, but I'm about to because I still like physical media a lot, and you know, and when you find really cool stuff in a $5 bin, I get excited about stuff.
You got a Blu-ray of
Return of the Living Dead
with the new artwork
on Blu-ray with the new artwork, and I know it's like, well, big deal, you could, but it's like, no, it is, because that's not what I expect to find in that fucking $5 bin.
Yeah,
and it's a Blu-ray,
and you're a big collector. I mean, you've always been.
Yeah, I like that stuff, and that stuff, you know, the scarcity is. When people all make the switch over to like non-physical media, that stuff matters even more. So that was there, and Bone Tomahawk was there
on the $5 bin.
You know, yeah, but on DVD, but it was $3.50. But still, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll get a Zoller movie. I didn't own it. Like, I love that. And what was his follow up? The one with freaking
who?
I don't know who. Craig Zoller S. Zoller. He did Bone Tomahawk, and then he did the one with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, the jail one.
Yeah.
I forgot what that
Cell
was called.
Cell Block something something.
99.
Yeah, that shit was awesome, too.
Did you watch that movie?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was fucking great.
Yeah, that we pretty much universally love that movie.
He's coming up with one this year with Mel Gibson, which is like, yes, put fucking crazy-ass Mel Gibson with that director.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else was the... Oh, Jupiter Ascending was in the $5 bin. On Blu-ray.
Don't watch it. Don't buy it.
Oh, dude, that movie's
He's
awful.
Like, I bought it so quick.
It's 2.5 hours. That is like the most expensive, unintentional cult classic ever made.
That opening scene, man, where they're like, they're farming those little like jewels out of the sand. I was like, yo, what is happening?
Yeah. Speaking of cult classics, Rhett's going to watch Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
That's crazy.
I'm so fucking happy. Seriously, don't read anything about it.
I haven't.
Yeah, like... He doesn't know anything about it.
I gotta think that when...
Is this for next week, by the way?
No.
Or the week following?
2 weeks.
Okay. It's just, yeah, for...
Next week's free.
And it's Patreon only.
I gotta think when...
I don't even want to.
Because
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like, that's what I was worried he knew about. And he said the only thing he knows is that it's like the 80s, it's cult, and it's probably a slasher.
I got to think that is somewhere in the back of his head somewhere.
Maybe.
Like when it happens, he's going to be like,
well, let's not help him dig it out. Yeah. So.
I just thought it was, I figure it's a Friday the 13th cash in.
Yes.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
But so what?
Kills at camp. It's great. It's a cult classic for a reason.
Okay.
Cool.
And we're going to record it live.
That'll be fun.
We only did that for the gallows, and that was fucking
I'll try to, you know what I'll try to do is I'll try to get like a TV set up here so that we can still record the audio without having too much noise.
I'm going to have to smoke weed here somewhere.
That's fine. You can smoke weed wherever you want in this house. Yeah. You can go into the kids' room for all I give a fuck.
I'm going to blow little clouds in their face.
Because it's just, yeah, it's all good.
It's all natural, dude.
It's all natural.
Welcome to dreamland, little nerds.
I did not, by the way, I did not approve that.
Why are you winking and nodding?
I put him to sleep with Benadryl tonight. anything else?
Nothing at this juncture, Captain.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anything in the news going on, my dude?
Netflix is getting sued again.
For what?
Over Bandersnatch for the use of the phrase choose your own adventure.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, somebody owns the trademark to the phrase "Choose Your Own Adventure."
Well, I did see something to the effect of Netflix came out and said they were like, "Hey, we tried and we didn't get a response,
for years.
But we still did it."
Yeah.
And so I think
they're like, "Suck it."
What are they going to do? I mean, the "Choose Your Own Adventure" isn't necessarily like
it's trademarked or copywritten or something.
Well, something that pops in my head, you know, there's DC and there's Marvel superheroes. That term is trademarked by Marvel. So DC can't use the term.
And mutants by Marvel too, right?
Right. So they can't even use the term superheroes. That's why they say metahumans. They're trying to get around it all sorts of.
Right.
You know, so they can get around it some way. But choose your adventure is like a fucking phrase. You wouldn't think that's like intellectual property.
It's like Kleenex by now.
Right.
Yeah.
But like Jell-O.
Well, because I remember as a kid I had like... Super Mario Brothers, Choose Your Own Adventure, Ninja Gaiden, Choose Your Own Adventure. Like it wasn't like just one specific brand.
I had random books, like a lot of wizard stuff.
I had a train one, which was very good, like a Murderer on the Orient Express.
I had one of those.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I kept getting dead.
That's all right.
I'm pretty good about getting dead.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's all, you know?
We all get dead eventually.
If you do it right. Did you guys hear about the did you hear about the Bird Box challenge?
You fucking idiots. God damn, dude.
If you do it right.
If that's any indication that this this youthful generation is a bunch of retards,
oh, they are.
That is,
it's like that was
A evidence A and evidence B.
That was one generation is a bunch of youthful retards.
Now we get to know about every single one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we have
there weren't camera phones or like there was barely camera phones?
Did we have anything of that sort when we were kids? I don't think so.
No, dude.
Oh, you know what we did? We had that pass out game.
Oh, yeah. Where you just like take deep breaths.
We had pogs and
web belts. No, but I mean that something that was like dangerous.
Idiot challenges.
The pass out game. Yeah, the pass out challenge.
Because even the cinnamon thing was after us.
The cinnamon thing, yeah. But that wasn't dangerous.
Well, I mean, it is. Thing, like the nutmeg thing?
Yeah, because
they tried that, by the way.
Because
it's not pleasant.
It can make it so you like asphyxiate. It can like completely block your airwaves just because it doesn't. Airways.
What is the stupidest thing you did as a kid?
Oh, God.
Like that.
So you're going to have to set like an age limit.
Okay, let's say 15 and below.
15 and below?
God. That's when I really hit my stride at 15, honestly.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know.
I've got a good
What's
one.
Yours?
So as a kid, I was a really bad fire bug. Like I played with fire like no one else, dude. And in fact, the whole thing like where now it's defunct, but like the trifecta of serial killer, it's like bedwetting, playing with fire and animal cruelty. Like I was teetering on that for a little bit.
Pissed in my bed until I was 13.
No, I pissed in my bed until I was like
seven. That's the worst one.
Until
bro.
I was like seven, dude. It was bad. Like, no, I, yeah, yeah. It like my kid goes to bed with his underwear on, clean bed. I go, oh, thank God that didn't get passed on. But I used to play with.
What about the animal cruelty? How's he doing on that?
Oh, who knows? Okay. He might be keeping that secret.
Good. Well, it's personal.
They usually do.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
But what I used to do is I used to fill up like bottles with alcohol and then light them on fire and get that sort of like rocket thing.
Yeah.
And one time I had the smart idea to put it sideways and I went to go light it and it expelled all of the alcohol out of the back, coated my entire arm and my arm from elbow to fingertip caught on fire. I had probably like second degree and third degree burns on my arm. It was fucked, dude. And my mom came home and I was like, I hurt myself.
That is fucked.
Yeah, that was the most like self-mutilating thing I ever did.
But that's still kind of like you were just, that's not that dumb. It's just dangerous.
Pretty dumb.
It's dumb.
I like sat on a barbecue. That's dumb.
On purpose?
Well, because look, it was one of those little portable barbecues that's on like really low to the ground.
Oh, yeah. It was a little Smokey Joe's.
And I was accustomed to sitting on it, and I didn't know it was on, you know? So I had fucking really bad burn scars right below my ass for
nice.
Like 7 or 8 months.
Nice.
Stuck my hands in mouse traps. I did some dumb, really dumb shit before. Another time I was like chopping. I was on this, crawling around this hill. And like, you know, you could explore these hills when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I did. I thought I was fucking Indiana Jones.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was awesome. I kind of like want to do that again, but like the closest I get is hiking. So it's like, okay, well.
But this is it. This is the more bougie version of that.
Yeah, I was like hitting with a plastic sword some fucking weeds. And I was hitting them really hard with a buddy of mine. And then he looks at me and he's all, look. I had a fucking huge weed, probably like 3 or 4 feet in my neck, just stuck in my fucking neck.
What?
Yeah. And then so
I
go into home to the apartment. My dad's in there. He starts laughing. And I'm like, he's like, it's not that deep, Reddy. It's not that deep.
He
you
pulls
know, it's
right
out underneath the skin. I had to sing. I grew up real religious, right? Which I'm not anymore. But I had to sing for this church choir thing that night. And I was like, you know, really worried about that too. But anyway, he's like, I'm going to count to three and just yank it out. I'm going to count to three. And he says 1, 2, and then he doesn't say three, and he yanks the thing. But yeah, it was
that sounds like your dad.
Yeah, but it was there was a lot of dumb.
What about you, dude? Any self injuries as a kid?
I mean, like I had a shitload of injuries, but like none of them were really that bad. Like, no, you're not gonna believe me, but I didn't get dumb until I was like 22.
I believe you.
Like once I started drinking, it was like off to the races.
Oh no, we get it.
That's why I said I really hit my fucking stride when I started drinking. Yeah.
I mean, like probably the fucking dumbest thing I did though was like I went to the beach like 2 days in a row when it was overcast with a tank top with no sunscreen. And like, you know, I'm thinking like, I'm like 15. I'm thinking like, oh, it's fine. I'm not going to get burned. There's no sun out. Nah, dude, I had like a scoop right here from the tank top. And then like my arms.
You did that
like,
recently, right? In the time that we've known each other?
No, because this was second degree burns where it was like blisters. I had to stay home from school. I had to put like this weird cream on there that like turns silver when it's like ready to be washed off. Like, it fucking sucked, dude. That's why I got so many freckles like right here. Like,
I mean, it's not freckles, dog. That's skin cancer.
It probably is.
That's melanoma. What I have the same thing on my shoulders from a similar thing. It's covered with fucking.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I did when I was younger. Cancer. You want to talk about like 20s? Like, oh, I got stories for days.
That's what, you know what? Really, I calmed down in like my senior year of high school and then forward.
No. I was,
you know what was really weird, and it's one of those things that I'm like, I don't want to talk too much about it, but like it was really when him and I were in Drumline together. That's what turned me around. I was like, I can't
be Rhett.
No, dude. I my high school career and my school career up until then, pure F's. Like I just didn't give a fuck. I was like, whatever, dude. Like,
I ditched every day. I go,
this is stupid. And then when I finally did Drumline, when your grades mattered to do it, I was like, well, I guess I have to pay attention and know what's up. It was fucked, dude. I was a horrible student.
Yeah, right. And do shit.
What was the only reason it's stupid to say now, of course, in retrospect, but that was the reason I went to school at that point. Was percussion class was third period.
Oh, I did break like 6 bones in my foot by accidentally kicking a wall.
Stupid.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
We used to play that game. It was like Butts Up, 7-Up or whatever.
Yeah, Butts Up was a great game.
But we called it Kick Ass. So like basically it was the same thing, but when they're running towards the wall, you get to kick them in the ass. And I went to kick somebody in the ass and I missed.
And you missed.
I kicked a concrete wall. Yikes. And broke 5 bones in my foot.
Good Lord.
Fuck
your
yeah.
feet have been just
dude, a disaster. I've broken both growth plates in my feet several times.
All right. Any other news?
Bird Box Challenge. And then the Final Destination reboot.
Just like last night.
Just like today, too.
Got it.
Whenever it's like that topic comes close, she's like, good night. Yeah. Final Destination reboot.
And it's the people who did Saw.
Yeah.
The Saw series.
That's it.
I'm okay with it, I guess.
I'm into it.
Well, potentially. Yeah.
It's not like they can make it worse. Yeah. I mean, like they could make it worse, but like you really have to try.
Yeah.
Not that it was bad. It's just like so easy to not fuck up.
Well, the Final Destination series, they weren't good movies, but we're okay with that.
They weren't bad. Yeah.
Well, they had some inventive kills here and there.
Yeah. That girl that got the plane of glass dropped on her.
Yeah.
That was good shit. The guy with the fire escape through his eye. Probably the same movie. I'm sure it was. Yeah. They were all good.
We saw Final Destination 3D in Palm Springs on a random like trip out there. And I go, oh, this is the worst one. this is the one that's going to put me off this franchise.
I'm like, you know what? This movie's going to cause me to grow up and do a fucking horror podcast.
And I'm done.
For 6 years.
We're going on 6, huh?
Yep.
When is our 6-year anniversary?
Like June 1st.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I haven't committed to anything for this long, dude. Right? Holy fuck.
Oh, come on. How long have you been married?
Well, no, but that's different. That doesn't take any effort.
Yeah, whatever.
Being married is commitment, man. Is effortless for me.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking hard.
Doing something creative is difficult.
No, it's pretty. Well, to go back to the point, yeah, that's pretty cool. 6 years.
Is it?
I'm trying to be sincere. It just fucking doesn't sound nerds. Sincere. It is, though. Like, yeah, what's
pretty
hell?
Cool that you nerds have been talking about movies.
He's a nerd right with us, man.
Bitching about the same shit for 6 years.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk about Downrange.
I'm awake. Around a resounding endorsement from Alia.
And let's just jump right into it. You want a burrito?
I'm good.
Oh, dude. Oh, real quick. Remember when you sent that that Dead Ringers gif where it's the guy that's like, I just want some ice cream.
Oh, I fucking love that.
She said that like 3 times in the last like 2 or 3 days.
Ollie just wants some fucking ice cream, man.
She just ate ice cream as we were getting into the car to come over here. And she finishes and she goes, I want more ice cream.
She said too, she's all, when I said she's all, that me.
Yep.
That it me. Is.
Well, dude, I've been so fucking, if it's ice cream or whatever, that's like, yeah, like just desperate for, I want what I fucking want.
Ice cream,
like,
now. Give it to me.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. You got ice cream?
We don't have any ice cream. No, not in this house.
Are you going to get it?
It's a tight ship, bro.
Oh.
I can eat whatever I want, but my kids? No.
Yeah, I saw that fruit.
They're eating the fruit, not me. It's like what's that David Cross bit where he talks about how his kids brought up his kids to be Amish, and they're like, "Daddy, why do you get to stay up late and fucking watch movies?" And he goes, "Well, it's because you're Amish and Daddy isn't."
Perfect. That's a perfect answer.
What's up with the Patreon, my dude?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is how you get to help us continue doing this awesome show that you, for some reason, love listening to. You know, we got costs and things here, and stuff we want to review, like the new Resident Evil game. Those things cost money, and you know, George has two kids. My wife and I like to fly around the world, and Rhett buys kombucha and stuff like in bulk. So, like, we kind of need
I'm
your help.
I'm a starving student.
To be able to continue doing
the
this
Who
show.
Goes Your Podcast does not buy Red's Kombucha, by
no,
the way.
No, we don't. No.
But, although we probably should.
But he buys his own. That's why we can't afford to put money into our own show. So if you help us by putting your money into our show, we'll give you extra episodes like the... what did we just record yesterday? Pontypool episode. And then Rhett watching Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
Basically, what we're saying is you should put your money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's just get it.
Put your money where my lungs are. That's not true. We don't buy drugs with your money.
So yeah. The Who Goes There podcast watched 2017's Downrange, directed by, oh my God.
It's one of those names.
There's a U with a thing over it. I don't even know what that is. Ryuhei Kitamura. Written by Ryuhei Kitamura and Joey O'Brien.
Definitely looks Japanese.
Starring Kelly Conair, Stephanie Pearson, Rod Hernandez, Anthony Kirlew, Alexa Yeams, Jason Tobias, Ian Boyd, and Eric Matuszczyk. God damn, you guys. I'm going to go first.
Oh, come on.
One word review.
Do it.
Yeah. Rhett, what do you think of this movie?
Nope. This is a big fucking swing and a miss, ladies and gentlemen. No.
Okay, that's good.
That's it? Okay, we'll
Matt,
come back.
What'd you think?
I really hate Ryuhei for all of the things he did to, in, and around this movie.
Alia?
Do in and around this movie?
Of what you watched of this movie, what'd you think?
Well, you know, it's hard to watch.
That's putting it nicely.
It's hard to watch.
But it's really fun to watch Matt watching this movie.
Where she gets her enjoyment.
Of course. She was mad that Escape Room almost split apart our family, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to finish it by making him watch Downrange again.
Final nail in the coffin.
Escape Room is much better than
this. I was talking shit about this movie. Like, the first person who showed up on screen and had one word of dialogue, I'm talking shit instantly. I'm criticizing every single thing in this movie.
The IMDb synopsis... Stranded at the side of the road after a tire blowout, a group of friends becomes targets for an enigmatic sniper.
That's wrong right there, because they weren't even fucking friends. They didn't even know each other.
They didn't give a fuck about each other.
They didn't even have each other's phone numbers, yet somehow they're all on a fucking ride share together.
Isn't that grammatically incorrect?
What?
Shouldn't it be become targets?
Are we good?
I think that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said becomes targets.
Baby.
Maybe you did.
We'll check the tape. Anywho, fuck this movie.
Yep.
Yo, dude.
Graham Skipper's in this movie. That's like the only person with any.
Dude.
Before you get to your I know you got a lot of say here. Can I
just got Pontypool, dude.
What?
I gotta just keep repeating myself. Are we good?
Okay, so just process for a sec. I got this for a second.
Okay.
This is a film, to me, where about 90% of what the characters do is like incomprehensibly stupid. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
And I don't mean like
even when
like,
they're being smart.
Yeah, you know.
Or they
yeah.
think they are.
Yeah, yeah. You could be like, oh well, they're in shock. Oh well, they're scared. It's like no. Like they're getting shot at. And then someone needs to piece it together for them. They're being shot at, like the smart one in quotation marks. About 15 or 20 seconds later, is like, get behind the car, and they're all surprised at the idea.
Oh my god! And of course, she's an army brat. Of course,
well,
of course.
Hold. Okay, let me for fucking 1 second here.
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, God damn, dude. So I'm like the gun guy of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Santee, dude.
I'm not even, you don't even have to be a gun guy to realize the bullshit that happens in this movie. First off,
he's firing a lot of rounds from that thing.
Oh, you mean
at the beginning? Not only is he firing a lot of rounds, he's from fucking like every angle, dude. He's shooting from behind the car, in front of the car, where they were sitting.
The first time we saw this, I thought he was supernatural. I was like,
the car.
Oh, he's a supernatural sniper. And like,
that's what we haven't seen.
Even from like the first time there's any indication that there's a gunman, like you see
Ari Gunman,
you see like the end part of the bullet, like the guy's changing the tire and suddenly like, and they even switched out the tire in the middle. There's a fucking flat tire and then they take a full tire off the car. And then they proceed to have this 5-minute conversation about how there's no tread on the tire when there's very fucking clearly tread.
Dude.
And they're like, oh, if this holds to the next town, it's like, that'll probably hold you to wherever the fuck you're going, dude. My tires are more bald than that.
You're like, those tires are as bald as fucking Jorge's head.
No, there was way more tread on those tires.
Got him.
Yeah. Less than 10 minutes into this, there's a character who's like, oh no, we're good. I got this.
And you're like, are we good? I'm like,
no, we are not good. Like, I am wondering, it says on the fucking little like meter here, this movie's an hour and a half. I'm wondering, less than 10 minutes into it, how the fuck are they going to stretch this?
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh, God, dude. It felt like it stretched forever.
Yeah, there were moments in this film.
It was like Lawrence of Arabia. Dude.
Where it was 10 minutes of them just sort of like sulking quietly.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, 10-second skip. 10-second skip.
Oh, dude.
10-second skip.
Oh, dude.
You didn't get the full experience, man. It gets better if you watch all those parts, I tell you.
No, it does not.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
No. Yeah. Alia fell asleep at like the 39-minute mark last night, and I watched it until like 50 minutes.
And then
I told her, spoiler alert, you didn't miss anything.
The crazy thing is that like the 39-minute mark is just when things are happening. It's fucking bonkers, dude.
Yeah. Water bottle. Shit like that.
The water bottle.
Oh my god!
Where dude. Homeboy,
where she's laying on her back trying to reach inside.
Homeboy,
it is a funny movie.
Dude. I'm homeboy saying. Takes a swig. The girl goes,
"You need it again."
He goes, "Hit it again. You need it more." He takes another drink. She proceeds to chug that fucking bottle, and I was so I was like, "God damn it!"
Great example. And when he has the water first, because he's injured, she's like. Yeah, no, hit it again. You need it more than us.
Hit it, dog.
When he drinks it, he fucking spills it all over himself. And then he spits out the second one.
And not only that,
what
but
the
he,
fuck,
he also takes like a dainty little like splash.
Yeah, he's waterfalling it. Like, yeah. Like what the fuck are you doing?
Gum dude? That shit, dog.
Yeah, I don't think it's now's the time to worry about like, you know, sharing each other's
Yeah, it's
spit.
Like, uh-oh, we might get a fucking...
Might get
well, this shot. Movie took so long, they might actually get AIDS and die from it.
the whole thing.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. And
see, you guys, y'all thought I was exaggerating last night when I texted you and I said, how can a group of people all somehow simultaneously be the worst?
This table.
The worst at everything. They're all the worst actors. They're the worst people. They're the most annoying, the most stupid.
Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast.
All of them together.
Well,
at least we're entertaining to some people.
We have some dimension to us. Like these characters, like that's what I mean. Again, the quotation mark type. I mean, you could bitch about thin characters in a movie. These are like not even.
There's no thin characters at this table.
There's nothing.
Well, maybe all of you.
When they tried to like flush out the characters too, I wish they would have just flushed the fucking characters. Like that guy's like, you know, he said that this car was too much for a couple. But my girl got pregnant.
No, dude.
And happy birthday.
Rewind. No, rewind.
I sold my
rewind
car.
Rewind that fucking scene because you've skipped the most important bit. When he goes...
Is any of it important?
No, dude. The most important bit when he goes, I said, is for my band and all the gear. Yeah. I almost actually canceled the show because I could not handle.
Dude, I considered it. I
the was fucking like, boboness.
We should just put up like a classic episode, like episode 35 or something, and be like, here's a flashback.
Here's your stupid ass fucking episode. Enjoy, idiots.
Yeah. I know it doesn't seem very fashionable at the moment, but I do want to say, look, like movies here, with
fuck the black guy, am I right?
No, I'm not there yet. No. The movies like minimalist movies like this, like where it's like a real minimal premise and like doing a lot with a little. I have no problem with the idea.
Do they do a lot with a little?
No, they don't. No, this movie doesn't do shit. But I'm saying I have no problem with the I don't want to give people the impression.
It does nothing with a little.
Yeah. It does nothing with this. I have no problem with having a minimal premise and mining it for all it's worth. They don't do shit with this. I mean, they do nothing with this.
I also think this
anything that happens, you keep seeing the girls' reactions, and one of them just keeps fucking her one reaction is opening her mouth like oh,
and then doing nothing
and doing fucking nothing,
yeah,
and then coming up with some like strategy that's like obvious 30 minutes ago, and then I guess is it time to talk about the black guy when they start getting shot at? This guy runs behind a big fucking trunk of a dead tree trunk.
Dude, okay, and the bullet can't penetrate that, but it can penetrate the car. Like the impact of the bullets is constantly changing. The first guy takes one bullet to the face and blows like a hole in his face.
Right.
The second girl gets shot right under the eye.
Blows and her it's whole just head like, off.
No, it didn't do shit.
She's walking around.
She's got her, she's walking around. She's gasping like a fish. I'm like, oh
that's when they all take about 30 minutes to decide they're being shot at.
Yeah. She took like two or three shots and was still going. I'm like, damn, she's tougher than JFK. She just took a sniper
back
bullet
into the left.
To the face. Back. And she's like, oh, what happened? Oh, shit, there's a little blood on my face.
Yeah, dude. And also, I gotta say, like, the villain of this movie, you know, this unnamed sniper in the tree, when they kept, like, showing these little, like, cuts to him, and he's, like, got blood on his face.
Eating beef jerky.
They should have shown the bag.
Eating beef jerky.
That's what helped.
The Sasquatch just comes out. Yeah.
Drinking water from a bottle. Like, I don't give a fuck about this, dude. Yep. Like, I want
to
know
how relaxed he is, dude.
I want to know how he's curving bullets around the car and hitting windows hitting mirrors.
You mentioned angles, but this Japanese director, which I'm assuming I shouldn't say. Look.
Tickle.
He does. Do you remember when they're showing this bird's eye view of the car and it's like spinning around in circles? What the fuck is he doing there? Because I've seen bad music videos from the early 90s already.
That like, was I've literally a bird's eye view, and the sniper shot the bird. And
here's what I'm
going to
tell you. Doing? I think that this whole movie was shot with an iPhone. Because, and I will tell you why I think this. Because close to the end, there are bits when there is a police car coming up to the scene, and you see the lights only showing on half of the screen. Do you remember this at all?
The what part?
Yeah, you're talking about the police car at night at the end.
The police car is like
definitely digital photography.
It's rotating, right? And this is indicative of rolling shutter. And if you know anything about cell phones, that's how they take pictures. They take a picture from the top down. I was like, this was filmed with a fucking cell phone, which is fine. Like, if you're gonna do a thing well, like, yeah, you know, fuck me up, daddy. Like. Show me a film that's filmed
can
well
you,
with
can
a
you
goddamn
not say
cell
that
phone
anymore.
Fuck me up, daddy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll say it louder.
And
Here's the thing. The anything that happened in this movie is so fucking inconsequential to anything filmmaking life.
Whoa.
It's
I wouldn't say that. It's very I think it's bad enough to be of consequence. See? You know what I mean? I'll give it props for being very bad. I will remember this movie.
It digs itself in. That's for sure.
Speaking of digging in, these guys, when shit starts going down, these actors, they really lean into it. When the black dude starts getting shot, he's like,
like, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, dude, I can't handle it, dude.
They had to have done, like, all ADR on this, right?
They because, all like, do.
All of the dialogue is delivered.
You know
horribly.
What's crazy about this thing? Is that they all do that thing when you're hurt and you laugh. Every single one of them were like,
ah. Yeah. 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 That's what. Yeah.
No, but dude.
In fact, that's the last sound in the movie too.
That's more believable than.
God damn, dude! Like, fuck.
That was really. Can you send me a message of you doing that?
Just sync that up.
That's my alarm clock.
Have Rhett's video of PPP in the PPP, and then you laugh, and then you laughing,
and then me laugh, painfully. Laugh pain.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
So like that main girl, like she was an awful actress,
which
right?
One?
The one, like the army brat, the one who's got like all the ideas.
Was and she then, the main girl?
I assumed she was the main girl.
Dude, that whole bit when she's talking about like the silencers, and then like, oh, he took it off,
and it's an antique,
and it's an antique, and blah 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 blah. Smoke.
Like she's so fucking smart, but like.
You're so smart, why don't you just go eat shit?
Yeah, and yet you're in a rideshare with a bunch of people you don't know. She didn't want the photo of the group, and then she had a change of heart. Like, she's
Karen,
she's
spelled tough. With an E. Two E's.
Of course.
Two E's! Who spells Karen with two E's? Fuck off!
Kareen.
Karen.
It's Kirin. Kirin. Oh, he's doing a beer joke. Kirin.
Is that... Oh. Maybe.
No.
He could be.
He ain't that clever.
But it's eyes.
You know what else too? See, something that
Karen.
I notice a lot when watching movies is Karen. The score. As you, because I like film scores and all. I think it's a big fucking part
this
of the movie.
This one was terrible.
This one was super bad. And when it's invasive, like when it's like something's going on and they just have music cranked up like half as loud as the dialogue. I don't mean in a cool like Christopher Nolan movie way. I mean like where it's like this music sucks. And the movie sucks, and the acting sucks, and now the music sucks with it. It's like, damn, dude.
Dude,
you're really fucking doing it.
Hold on. And the only positive in this movie, and it's a big one, they killed kids.
They did kill the kids.
Oh, yeah.
They do not.
Oh, when that family shows up.
That family shows up, and I go, oh, this is, what's going to happen here? What in this treasure trove of interesting will happen now?
Of interesting.
This family shows up, and it's like, daddy, 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 daddy.
Well, that was like the wife calling her husband daddy,
she called
right?
her husband daddy. Yeah, that's, and this guy is like 170 years old.
I mean, like,
old.
Normally that would be hot, but like the way she said it, it was not hot.
Daddy. Daddy,
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 daddy, daddy, wake up.
This
daddy,
fucking,
daddy.
This fucking car gets blown up, like, somehow. Oh, no, not somehow.
It, oh, I like to, anytime something happens in this movie, they hit the gas. Like, yep. Just fucking.
Oh, yeah. She gets, like, she's just like, daddy, daddy, and then, like, he gets shot. And
no, she
like,
gets shot in the hand.
She gets shot
and then
the
she's
hand,
got this fucking.
And then she looks at her hand, and then just goes. And slams him again. Yeah.
It's like in fucking Truth or Dare where the guy's on the pool table, dude. It's
yep.
One of those things. It's like,
she's got this homunculus like, hand, and she's like trying to move the steering wheel, and it's just slipping on the fucking steering wheel. And then like one of her children gets launched from the car.
Yeah, which is a great thing too, by the way. Which is fucking hilarious.
The car flips over and they drag over the other corpses that are in there, and there's like a head that's on the ground.
Because there's like, okay, there's a lot of road there, and then there's
shitload of
open
road.
Space on both sides. She would have to try really fucking hard to clip the side of the other car, which turns over the car, which lands on the fucking bodies of the other corpses in the middle of the road. I mean, it was like you'd have to really be an
that's
expert
where they,
driver to
that's
hit
where they
all those
spent
marks.
All their money on this movie.
Well, see, the blood and guts were really fun. Like,
I will see. It was gory.
Yeah, like when the cop gets shot, it blows like half of his face off, and
that was like yeah, that was kind of a. It reminded me. Sorry, I'm going to mention him again. That was like some kind of
Dead Ringer shit.
That one was, dude. It reminded me of History of Violence, where the guy half the face is fucking off. You know,
yeah. Face. I did like the blood and guts, and
can
I like the
face
end.
Off for the
and
show?
What was the fucking deal with that wolf? Like,
who knows?
Wait a minute. Who? Thanks no. for reminding me of that.
Wait, there's some kind of symbolism with who, the wolf.
I think to me that was the best part of the movie because you're gonna don't fuck the around with me.
The wolf was trickster.
Oh, it makes sense.
So got him.
He came over and he told the black guy, "This is just a simulation."
I thought there was some kind of suspense there because the wolf's showing up, and I'm like, "Okay,
he's
going to
take a
connection.
Bite."
I'm like, "Well, because it's showing how indifferent things are. Like this wolf, it's not that he hates you. He's not trying to kill you with malice. He's not trying to snipe you."
Oh, so the sniper is a wolf?
No, I wasn't making that. I'm saying like the wolf is not going to. Like, he's like, "Oh, you're in pain. That sucks." However, I smell you. Oh, you're made of meat. Okay, I'm going to fucking eat you. So there was kind of this suspense and like thing there. And then it was just like, okay, that's
so
over.
Maybe the sniper was just like, and I'm hunting only... wolf. Oh, wait, you guys are here and you have hair and you're covered in meat.
And not only, and you said, you go, yeah, there's the wolf and that scene's over. It takes 5 minutes to get through that scene because it's like the wolf. And then they pan back to the fucking expedition and the girls are like,
oh yeah, and they keep making the faces.
It pans back to the black dude. And then back to the wolf, and then back to the girls, and they're like, and then back to the wolf,
and then it
fades out from the wolf, and you're like, oh, dude, what happened? Like, what? Where did the wolf eat him?
Like, no. are we good?
No, he's still there. He's still fucking there.
The wolf just left.
The wolf just leaves.
Well, once he shoots the sniper makes a shot, and then the wolf fucking is like, oh, I'm out.
I'm out, skis, dog.
Yeah.
I just finished watching this movie before we came over, and I've seen it twice, and we're talking about it.
You
and
remember
I,
the wolf.
I'm actively regressing it right now.
You like, watched this movie twice?
So we saw it in Colorado at Film Fest. Okay, right. No, just twice.
Oh, okay.
And Alia, for some reason, is like, you know what? You do so many nice things for me. I'm going to make you watch a movie that you fucking hate. And now she can't even stay awake during the conversation about the movie.
I'm really tired.
She fell asleep last night when we were watching it. We finished it today. She instantly gets on her phone.
Alia just fucking crop dusted us and just ran away. That's sort of what's
She's
going
like,
on.
Breathe it in, guys. Breathe it in.
You guys like to be funny? Fucking try to be funny around this, idiots.
I think it's working. I'm laughing.
No, but we're supposed to be laughing.
Right. Well, I enjoy the smell of my own shit. Yeah. So I, of course
everybody likes the scent of their own brand, man.
It's right. True.
Okay.
Ew, ew, ew.
So, you know how this, before we started the actual show, like how this is, you saw this at Telluride.
Yeah.
So Shudder acquires these movies.
Yeah.
My ground zero, and I'm not talking about fucking 9/11, my first exposure to Shudder was what?
Why would you even bring up 9/11?
Because I didn't want some joke coming. Are you talking about the towers, dude? No, but my ground zero with Shudder originals or exclusives was Revenge. Right, that was the first one I watched, and I'm
is
like,
"Is that a Shudder exclusive?"
It is.
Yeah, they brought it.
Yeah, they acquired it, and it's like that.
Cold Hell too.
That will good. Is it? Yeah, because I'd like to watch a lot of these, but that movie will spoil you a little bit because this was not a. This is not Revenge.
No.
This is just not...
Us. A rifle does not a good movie make.
I said this yesterday in the Patreon thing, okay?
Got him.
I heard it twice tonight.
Yeah, that's
speaking all inside out like that does not a good sentence make.
That's what we call a callback, dude. It's
got
professional
him.
Podcasting.
Oh, Jesus. Is. Yeah, man. And then when we get to like the final scene of Homegirl... So here's two things that I thought was going to happen. So you get to the final girls. There's two of them. One runs off.
The final girls.
After
like
this ridiculous...
The tough one who you think is going to survive the entire time.
Oh, like you know what they did there? They subverted expectations.
They did. Because I thought, she's going to sneak up behind the sniper and like choke him out. Yeah. Right? But no, she's actually dead.
Yep.
Good for her.
I thought she was going to come back.
Good,
good for her for dying.
I thought that she was going to not be dead.
Uh-huh.
And then the other girl, when she gets into the cop car, I thought she was going to
run her over.
Turn around. No, I thought she was going to turn around and drive the other way, not drive like
run her over
100 yards or more to get to where the sniper is in the tree to run into the tree.
Yeah.
And then she gets out of the car and she's like, that's cool. I didn't just hit a tree going fucking 60 or anything.
Yeah. That scene was absurd.
Especially because they stop right before they hit the tree so they don't damage the truck.
Yeah, she like lightly clips
the tree.
And homeboy falls out like
upside down. No! he's
dangling on this on this fucking rope that I guess he was up there with.
Is this tether or something?
She grabs the rifle and manages to shoot him a handful of times, four times.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's when I was like, oh, he's supernatural. Fuck yeah.
Or he has a vest on or something.
See, yeah, and here's where Gun Nerd comes in. So here's what I'm going to tell you. First off, he's firing a bolt-action rifle, which they can have bolt-action rifles with a magazine, but they go out of their fucking way to show him reloading the bolt-action rifle one by one.
Well, and then
they're talking about him reloading
All
of a sudden.
Right.
But also in the beginning of this movie, he's firing off rounds like 10, clack, 12, clack, clack, yeah. clack, clack, clack. And if he's with a if he's got a bolt action rifle, that's even the fastest motherfucker is still taking a couple seconds in between rounds. You got to go clack, clack, clack.
This movie has some issues with time in general. Like after about 45 minutes.
Issues with everything.
Yeah. At the beginning, there's a bag of ice cubes that are dropped on the ground. 45 minutes later.
They're still there.
It shows them melting in slow motion.
It's just showing
what
you.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's just showing you, dude.
Well, because it's hot.
It's the passage of time, dude.
Yeah, but it's yeah, a yeah, no yeah, time. Yeah, I know it's a cinematic technique, like, but they haven't melted.
So she hits this car. He falls out of it like a fucking man. Whoa. What's Pinocchio? What is he?
A puppet?
Yeah, but there's like a special marionette. That's it. He falls out like a goddamn.
He's a pinche piñata fool.
He falls out like a marionette, and like you know, he's cutting himself down, and she puts a few rounds into him.
This is my favorite part.
The rifle jams on her. Okay, fine. She can't get the final bullet in him. And she goes to town on him. And I appreciated that. I was like, okay, good. You've addressed the issue. Now you're smashing his face in. Cool.
But then
she somehow manages to rack the final round into the barrel. And her hitting...
Oh, wait. Before it even gets to that, though, she looks at the stock and she sees there's a bunch of tallies. And it's like, oh, no, he's killed a bunch of people.
I gotta finish this.
And then she flips it over and she sees four fresh tallies. And, like, it goes, like, from tally to tally, flashing between, like, one of the people that she was in the car with that just got killed. And she goes, like, oh, these are us. And then she starts hitting him again. And then blows her own fucking face off.
She blows a hole in her neck.
Which she does the screaming laughing thing.
Yeah, she does. Everyone
right
does,
when it goes to the credits, which means like you're laughing as this movie ends. Like, I was laughing as it ended.
But it looked like sound like she's laughing.
Yeah.
I want to know exactly what you thought of this movie.
Wait, I like it too.
Exactly what you thought of it.
Exactly. Same, like, fucking super annoying characters, right? Like, nothing really happened. I did like the violence still, but that's it.
Okay.
And nothing else, man.
Speaking of,
it's so fun to watch
the violence and the end of this thing. When she starts hitting the guy's head with the butt of the rifle,
she really goes for it.
Well, she hits it once and it explodes. Like, your skull will crush at one hit of a fucking rifle. Like I know
we have to test that.
That's the least of this movie's problems, but I'm just like, dude, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Now? Come on.
Yeah, dude.
I couldn't believe it took three guys to change the fucking tire, and it took them all ages.
Yeah. They were talking about the tire, right too, away. And changing the tire.
Like when I say I was criticizing everything about this movie, I was criticizing everything about this movie. When she's like, oh, you know, you can do the tire in maybe like 20 minutes, and he goes, 10, probably. And I'm like, bro, if you can't change a tire in 10 minutes, like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's not even...
The first time I ever changed a tire, like, without
Google... It's not even, like, a manly thing.
No.
It's like...
common sense thing.
I have to change my own tire.
As a human, if you can't change a tire in under 20 minutes, you've done fucked up.
What I told Matt is, like, if you have 20 minutes, you have time to go into the fucking manual and look up how to fucking
do it. Yeah, dude.
Like,
Yeah.
I can't believe
it. Dude, and then the rules about like the cell phone coverage are fucky as hell.
Dude, okay.
Like, there are people like, oh, I'm sending texts to the black dude in the back.
I have no signal, but I'm sending texts.
You know, it's like, it's probably iMessage, but who cares because the rules don't matter. And then when the fucking Mexican family shows up, like he can manage to make a call, but doesn't matter. And then like 4 hours later, the 911 fucking call goes through, and then there's the cops. And then the cop can make a phone call, but it doesn't really matter because the fucking cop's not making a phone call that really matters anyways. And then the fucking cop in the back of the goddamn car... There's two snipers. How the fuck did they know to bring two snipers? I don't understand. And then the fucking guy comes out of his car, out of the truck, and he's shooting a fucking pistol at a goddamn sniper, probably 300 yards away.
It's suppressive fire.
It pissed me off as a gun owner on top of everything else, man.
Just relax, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Breathe. I don't want you to have a heart attack, neither.
I might, dude. My heart is probably a little bit enlarged. What am I going to do about it?
Downrange is not worth it, bro.
My heart rate is 58 right now.
Your heart rate is always 58, yeah. though.
No, I went down to like 42 the other night.
Jesus Christ. You're going to die.
You're talking about the fucky cell phone signal. So like I was looking on IMDb to see if they had any facts about it being shot on an iPhone. In the goofs, it says, following the blowout, Sarah's phone is shown several times as being connected to Wi-Fi with a full Wi-Fi signal. Being in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by hills, it's unlikely there would be public Wi-Fi connection for her to connect to.
That's a goof right there.
That's the goof.
Yeah, yeah. This movie would be impossible to have goofs on. Because yeah. it's like, it starts, once the time starts running, goof, 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 goof. Like, fucking, oh, they were walking there. That's not a goof. They walked. Okay, that happens.
You're know? Like, second one, goof. Real second life. Two, goof. Second oh, three, goof. Like other hour stuff. One, goof. Other hour, stuff. Hour and a half, goof.
That motherfucker, he gets the toolbox. And he puts the lid of and the box on his arm.
Like, it's shooting through people's fucking heads. Like,
through the car.
Through the car.
He got so Tony Stark in a cave at that moment that yeah. I was like, holy shit, he's got it figured out. Yeah.
Like, okay, so we're talking about, like, ammunition.
That's good right there.
Like, the guy shot the girl just below her eye. Like, yeah. he's a fucking sharpshooter. He's a sniper. Yet, they put a hoodie on like a hockey stick or something, and he shoots it like five times, but like
he doesn't understand that it's a hoodie.
Even before that though, like I can't remember the context or the dialogue. Oh, they were trying to put it in neutral or something, and he goes, I have an idea. And she goes, what's your plan? And he looks at her, and in the most creepy fucking disgusting way, he like pulls her hood up over her head and just kind of looks at her, and I'm like, the fuck does that mean? Like,
dude, his whole like backstory,
everything is disgusting.
Okay, his everything, when he talks about like
his everything,
and we didn't want a family, and you know they were asking about what this car was going to be, and I said it was going to be for the band, but that's not true. And then we fucking lost the baby, and then go.
Yeah.
I just. That's two drinks right there, just by itself.
Those weren't really the low ones, but you could do a little.
I don't know, man. Like, I have often asked, like, who is this movie for?
No, fuck that.
I wonder the same thing.
Who is this? For people on podcasts to talk shit about for an hour?
No, that can't be true. There's a lot of money that went into this thing, dude. Like, there is a location. Somebody filmed this thing. There's drone shots. There's somebody doing ADR. There's a guy.
Graham Skipper.
There's a guy in a tree. There's a guy behind.
There's a guy in a tree.
There's a guy behind a stump. How is she supposed there's, to put you know, a guy in a
tree? I loved how he had camouflage with big plants on. That was so nice.
Not only that, dude, but like I think what they were trying to do is they were trying to like make him like a spooky villain with that thing over his face.
Well, yeah.
And
then he was wearing the black paint under the face mask.
Yeah, dude.
I think anti-gun lobbyists paid for this film.
You think?
No, I'm playing. I don't give a fuck. I'm just kidding. No, but I thought it was funny at the end how like, you know, like when she kills herself, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's what happens when you mess with guns. You know what I mean? You're trying one moral. Minute you're trying to beat someone's head in, the next you shot yourself.
You shot yourself in the face, in
don't
the neck.
Play with guns.
It's like, don't use guns in any way, even as a club, because you will blow your face off.
Yeah. Even as a club. If you're gonna beat someone's head in, use a baseball bat. Yeah. Use anything but a gun.
Don't use a gun as a crutch because you will blow your foot off.
And in that sense, it's actually a very, very good film.
Okay. Conveying the message that guns are dangerous.
No, you don't use a gun to beat someone's head in.
Yeah.
It's an inefficient way to do the job.
Right. Grab the knife that's 2 feet away from you.
Wait, when you said supernatural sniper earlier, that's a great idea, because how come the supernatural guys, they never snipe people? They're always using knives. Like, just because they're supernatural, they wouldn't use firearms?
To use a bomb? Oh, you're done.
Predator used a gun.
Well, see, he's not... He's
Can you imagine fucking Mike Myers setting up, like, claymores? And like, oh, you're dead.
That's
you're,
what I'm... Like, he's Rambo. Like, Rambo as a fucking slasher.
He comes around the corner.
That would
turning motherfuckers into soup.
Aren't they making a new Rambo also?
Yep. Last Blood. Rambo 5.
See, that's what they should do. Speaking of which, it's real nerd stuff. It's nothing new, really. But, like,
mm-hmm.
at this moment, if Predator, if they've tried to revitalize it and they keep sucking, And actually, that last Rambo was all right. No, this one will
probably, I liked the last
so
Rambo.
So did I. Yeah, so, but if you want to, like, revitalize things, put Rambo and the Predator together. Put a real guy against...
Face off.
Take the face
wasn't that,
off.
Wasn't that essentially Predator anyways?
Well,
was
kind
like
of.
Rambo yeah. with the Predator?
But now you can, like, put the fucking franchises together.
Oh, my God.
Well, why the fuck not? I'm totally in to see Rambo fucking fight the Predator. Like, and it's, like, strategic. And if you put it in the wild... It
would make money.
It would make... Exactly. It's marketable. Like, what the fuck? Why not?
All right. Well, let's flush this fucking turd. This movie is... If by now... I don't even think this movie is worth a watch for the lulls.
Nope.
You know, if...
Well...
If, like Alia said, like, if somebody would recut this movie to just have ... If somebody would recut this movie, like, just with the violent parts, cut out all the talking.
Just shooting, shooting. Car flips over. Fucking...
That's it.
Cops show up. Shooting.
That's what I mean. An hour and a half.
Shot in the neck.
Dude, make it six minutes.
Six
minutes of shooting, car flipping, body dragging, like...
Bullet in the neck.
Because that's the only good shit in this movie.
Yeah. And we didn't even get to it, but that whole, like, contrived bullshit about setting the car on fire...
Holy oh, yeah. He fuck. Can't see through the smoke. Let's use this box cutter to slice up the rubber.
And not only that, dude, but like when they light that car on fire, the smoke from that car is like 1,000 feet in every direction. Like they can run for 20 perfect seconds. Fuck. No big deal. Like, dude, fuck this movie. Don't watch it. Don't fuck. Come on. Don't even give them the shutter views, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm pretty disappointed.
Matt, what's the links, dude?
You can find us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube at Who Goes There Podcast, and Letterboxd, and Twitter is at Who Goes There Pod. Yes. And don't forget to go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast and listen to Rhett's live reaction watching Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
Also
you can hear the Pawnee Pool episode, all kinds of other fun stuff, and help us continue doing this awesome show. Yeah,
I don't know this dish
because Lord knows we don't get help anywhere else.
Can't even get the episode on time.
I get help from you guys though. That's what I get help from.
I get high with a little help from my Patreon homies. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred. Dude, Fred has been hosting us.
Yeah. And then we're going to go me, Alia, Fred, Aya, Brian Assman, and his girlfriend. We're all going to Lucha in Mexico this weekend.
I will be at Monster Jam this weekend.
Oh, enjoy your trucks, dude.
I will,
dude. Enjoy watching motherfuckers get hit with light tubes.
Mm.
Yeah, from the second row. Yeah. They bring right. fucking micheladas with beef jerky in.
That's the Who Goes There Podcast for episode 198. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
That's Alia half asleep.
Good night.
I'm Red signing off.
Wait, I gotta ask you something.
Yeah, do it.
Are we good?
Are we?
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.